Feeling like an imposter after getting your CAPM? You're not alone. In this episode today, we will unlock 8 actionable items that will help you overcome that imposter syndrome and unlock your true potential as a project manager. We're going to talk about some things like addressing that self-talk to celebrating your achievements. We're here to silence your inner critic, the one where it said, you're never being great. Because this is what happens a lot of times when we fall in love with this thing called project management. But listen, I don't want to allow self-doubt to hold you back any longer. Join us on this exploration as we find proven strategies, or I should say, articulate proven strategies that will help boost your confidence as well as give you that empowerment that you need in this thing called project management. Listen, family, I don't care if you're newly certified CAPM or you're even a seasoned pro. This episode is truly your ultimate guide for conquering that imposter syndrome and achieving success on your terms. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Do you mind if I share a story with you? I remember when I first got my CAPM and I was super excited. I was so excited because, listen, family, if it's just you and I, we just talk it. I didn't have the success that I wanted the first time on taking the CAPM. And then I went through this whole cycle of, man, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I just didn't know the material. But I know I knew the material. I had all type of cards. I had post-it notes all through the house. I was determined to pass this CAPM. So I took it again, and what do you know, I passed the CAPM. I was so excited. And then reality kicked in. What is reality? Reality said, now what are you going to do with this CAPM? Are you going to stay currently where you're at, where you're currently employed, or are you going to look for a new opportunity? All of these questions started coming up. So finally, I made a decision to go with a new opportunity that was trying to recruit me anyway. So I said, okay, let me go with this new opportunity. And I get there and they look at me and was just like, listen, you have your CAPM, so we're expecting this and this. And I'm looking like, wow, okay. I didn't know that it was going to be like this, but you know what? I was saying that to myself. I never said that verbally. And I said, okay, hey, you're right. I am the professional, right? I am the professional and I have the CAPM, so I need to go and do the work. So today, family, what we're going to focus on is if you're ever thrown in that situation, because listen, when you start collecting these certifications, you do not want to be a paper CAPM. You do not want to be a paper PMP. You don't want to be a paper ACP or a paper program manager. Why am I saying that? Because a lot of times we fall into that trap of once we get a certification that there's no more training required. Yes, I know you can go get you have to get your PDUs. For PMP is 60. I forgot what it is for CAPM. But the point I'm trying to make here is, family, we don't want to fall into that trap. So how do we attack that so we don't feel like an imposter, so we don't fall into the trap of being a paper CAPM? Let's unpack this, family. First point number one, seek mentorship. Now, family, I always talk about this a lot through my episodes. And the reason why I talk about it is because I have personally watched and experienced how mentorship or coaching or training can have an impact on your life. It can really set the trajectory of where you're going to go in your career, because a lot of times your mentors, exceptional mentors, shout out to Byron, shout out to Phil, these exceptional mentors will show you things that are inside of you that you may not even be aware of based on what they're seeing you doing and what they're seeing you're attracted to as far as what gets you excited about certain parts of project management. Don't get it twisted, family. There are certain aspects of project management that I don't look forward to. But when it comes to the speaking aspect, when it comes to the leadership aspect, when it comes to putting a PowerPoint together, when it comes to corralling the stakeholder, oh, this is my tune, this is my jam. But when it comes to the admin stuff, I don't get so excited where I'm having to document so much stuff and then people are not reading the documentation. You're like, why am I sitting here doing this? Our model here, documentation is always going to be conversation. So seeking a mentor, family, this is your foundation. If you're looking for mentorship, I'm opening up some opportunities real soon for mentorship, and I'll do a whole presentation on that to see if it's a fit for you. I'm only taking, probably it depends on which which form I go with, whether it's the platinum or the bronze one you make a decision on. But again, family, it's going to be a select group because I really want to work with people that really want to work with me. And I also want to be able to offer and help them navigate, just like my mentors poured into me, my coaches poured into me and allowed me to really watch this, family, take, even though it was the long way, it was still a shortcut. I want you to think about that for a minute. So again, here's my thought about that. Here's an actionable item. A mentor can provide a perspective and share their own experiences with imposter syndrome, and they can offer you advice on overcoming self-doubt. This is what I'm doing here today. I am offering you consultation. I am offering my advice of saying, hey, get you a mentor ASAP because it's going to help you along your journey. Point number two, remember that confidence comes from experience. Listen, family, I know a lot of times, especially in the culture or the timing that we're in right now, we have an ability, or I should say, sometimes we're tempted to be a microwave situation. What does that mean, ED? That means simply that you are saying to yourself that because I got this cap bill, that I should be able to lead a project like you, ED. No, you don't. You shouldn't be able to lead a project, because if you did or you can, then we are in trouble because of the fact of I had to pay dues. I had to get some bruises on me, not physically, or I should say, yeah, not physically, but emotionally. There are some things I had to go through in order to really get better at this thing that they call project management. And so you have to understand that experience is going to allow your confidence to rise. What does that look like? Here's an actionable step. Embrace the learning process. What way? Because I know we got some learners out there like myself, and we will get into this, what we call a learning loop. No, there is no learning loop here. When you learn, when you watch even today's, you listen to today's episode, I ask of you if there's anything, and I do mean anything, that resonates with you because you're feeling that imposter syndrome after getting your cap in, I say go ahead and apply one of these points to your life because it's going to help you, family. There's no point of getting this information and not applying it. There's no point of thinking through this information without knowing that you're going to do something with it. So again, embrace the learning process and trust that your confidence will grow as you successfully navigate new challenges and projects. Just think about it, family. When you think about when you got on that first bicycle and you may have started with training wheels and then eventually the training wheels came off and then you were riding the bike freely. Okay, you don't like that example. Remember when you were a baby? Maybe you may not remember when you were a baby. Maybe family members told you, but when you made the decision, not the choice to walk, it didn't matter what they was telling you that, oh, because you fell down. Hey, won't you just stay down there and not get back up? Okay, family, I'll keep this thing moving. All right, point number three, challenge negative self-talk. Message, anytime I say message, if you're new to this episode, anytime I say message, this is a point you want to stop what you're doing. You want to pay attention because this is going to be some great information. We tell ourselves so many stories. So I always hear about where people will tell themselves so many negative stories that the external, meaning people on the external, they don't even have to say anything because you've already defeated yourself. You've already put yourself in a position, or watch this, family, you've already put yourself in the box and you've closed the lid because you believe the internal stories or internal negative stories that you are telling yourself. So I challenge you, family, by when you find yourself in engaging in negative self-talk and questioning your abilities, questioning if you still got it or can you do this, or maybe you just got lucky and passed, I want you to take a deep breath. Woosah with me for just a moment. We're going to have some fun here. But really what I'm saying to you, family, is ask yourself this important question. Is there evidence to support the doubts that I am feeling right now? If there's true evidence about the doubts that you're feeling, now we need to reframe that thinking, and reframing that negative thinking is really putting a positive but more realistic approach to it. Okay, maybe I don't know how to use MS Project and they're asking that of me. There's a lot of YouTube videos out here. There's a lot of podcasts out here. There's courses out here. So there's no excuse for you not to say, hey, you know what, maybe I need to go get some training, or watch this, get a mentor to help guide me through this process. Let's move on to point number four. Practice self-affirmation. Listen, family, one of the biggest things that I do is every morning, I've shared this over and over, and I stand on this, is that I listen to some type of positive whether it's a motivational videos or any type of thing, just basically get conditioning my mind, because I know today is going to be today and I don't know what's coming, but I want to be mentally prepared for whatever's going to come my way. So sometimes here's some recommendations as actionable step. Write down your success, like the and positive feedback that you've received and the challenges that you've overcome. Because sometimes, family, we can get so caught up in looking in the rearview mirror of life and forgetting there's a whole windshield that we should be looking our eyes forward and driving through the windshield. Listen, the rearview mirror was there for us to glance and look back shortly, but it wasn't meant for us to stare in that rearview mirror. So get out the rearview mirror and look in your front windshield to see where you are going, and know that you've been through, especially if you've been through things before, then this is going to definitely help you as you grow. Let's move on to point number five, recognizing that imposter syndrome is common. Listen, we've all experienced, even your boy ED, I've dealt with imposter syndrome. Man, I shouldn't get on camera, or I shouldn't do a podcast, or I shouldn't do YouTube. I say, because there are so many other people. And then I was like, wait a minute. Why am I feeling this way? Do I really have the true ability to do this? Because listen, family, I'm putting out content more than some of my peers. I'm putting out so much content that I'm like, just think if I would have gotten started earlier. Just think if I would have just really taken the time to say, you know what? When I felt it at that point and I didn't allow imposter syndrome to get in my way, I could have done this. See, family, what I'm sharing with you is things that I've been through. These are things I know. This is nothing that I read in a book. This is nothing that I thought of. No, these are real life experiences, because I truly want to help someone that is looking to get in this thing that I call project management, that is called project management, because I understand some of the traps that I've set for myself when I was coming up in the ranks of project management, where my self-belief, or I was thinking I was an imposter, and I had my peers telling me, no, you're doing an excellent job leading this project. And I'm like, really? I'm new to the game. I'm like, really? And I was like, all I'm doing is making connection with the stakeholders. But that was the biggest core of everything. And a lot of people forget that. That's the secret. Connect with your stakeholders. Hey, how can we connect? All right, I'm sorry. Let me get off my soapbox. But seriously, family, you do need to acknowledge these feelings, though, but not reflect on them. Just acknowledge them to a point to say, now, what am I going to do about it? If I'm feeling that I'm experiencing imposter syndrome, what am I going to do about it? And once I understand that, what? Don't sit there and put on a whole planning session like, all right, I got 30 things of what I'm going to do. No, out of those 30 things that you thought you were going to do, pick one and we go work on that one thing. Because again, what will end up happening is we'll get into procrastination mode. Okay, maybe I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your boy ED. And then we'll get in, and then we'll over plan on that one, because a lot of exceptional project managers are great planners, but you have to be a great planner and a great execution and execute well. Let's move on to point number six. Hey, listen, celebrate your achievements. Getting the CAPM, I know people try to play it like, oh, it's not the CAPM, it's all about the PMP. Listen, family, I really truly believe that anytime you can sit down to take a standardized test around a particular item, especially like a CAPM or a PMP, but we're talking about CAPM, is very important, because of the fact of is that with a CAPM, it requires something of you. It was required money, a sacrifice to not be able to go and spend time with friends or family because you're studying. And it's not just a walk in the park test. So those, and a lot of times you'll get that, oh, the CAPM is nothing. And I'm like, I would love to sit them down and say, here's some questions. I'm going to give you 10 of them and see if you want to pass. You want to put your money where your mouth is? Because I get frustrated a lot of times, family, when people attack the CAPM, because I understand the value, and the value has had with me over my career before I even got the PMP. So here's an actionable step. Recognize the certification process is rigorous, and passing the exam demonstrates your knowledge and understanding of project management principles. Again, just because you get this certification doesn't mean that there's still more learning that is going to be required. Point number seven. You knew it was coming. Continue with learning and growing. Listen, embracing the idea that you earned your CAPM is just the beginning. It's just the start. You're like, it's just the start, ED? Yes, it's just the start. Because what you're going to want to do is continuously seek opportunities, expand your knowledge and skills through workshops, webinars, conferences, and on-the-job training. Listen, I'm going to be hosting a lot of webinars. I'm going to be doing conferences and workshops. I'm just getting things together, family. I promise you, it's coming in. I'm going to make sure for especially my newbies that are getting into the game, I'm going to help them along the way. But I want them to understand that the value that they're going to get from these workshops or these webinars is going to be value, things that they can implement right away. I want to make sure they're getting great content to use. So get ready for that. It's on the horizon. We're just working through some things there on the back end. Let's move on to point number 8. Seek feedback and support. Listen, one of the things you want to do, family, is actively seek constructive. That is the key word, constructive feedback from colleagues, supervisors, and mentors. By using, what you want to do is use this feedback to identify areas of improvement and to gain a more objective perspective on your performance. So don't hesitate to ask for help or support when needed, but I do want to park there parenthetically. When you make the decision to seek this constructive feedback, you want to ensure that you are talking with someone that, and I hate to say it this way because I've experienced it in my career, but you want to talk with someone that really does have your best interests at heart, not someone that has their own best interests at heart, because they see that you have you're skilled and your talent, and that you may overtake them, or you may take their job or something of that nature. So you have to be cognizant. This is, again, why it's important to get a mentor or a coach, especially a paid one, because now there's no feelings there. I'm paying you for coaching and training and mentorship. So I expect a particular outcome if I'm willing to do the work. Let's move on to, I have one bonus. Actually, I'll give you two bonuses today. So bonus number one, volunteer to teach others, just like what your boy ED is doing. I love teaching this thing that they call project management. So what I do is I share pragmatic, meaning real life project management experience. Nothing. I love the PMBOK. I love the different project management books, especially my book, The Magnetic Project Manager, that is located right behind us. But it's important to get that real life, because there's a lot of people out here, as my auntie would say, faking the funk, like they really doing what they, as far as living this life called project management, and they're not doing any training or coaching, but they came on because they figured it was lucrative. So they try to send you to webinars just to get money, which I'm all about getting money as well. But it's also about helping the next generation come up through the ranks of project management. It's also about coaching those that want to get the next level, whether it's a CAPM, a PMP, or ACP. It's also about pouring into people that are really hungry for this thing called project management. But again, what you want to ensure that you're doing is really creating value. That's the biggest thing, family. And then my last and final one is document your success. Keep a journal of your success, because you're going to need that to refer back to it from time to when you have those rough patches, to be able to turn back and say, hey, I remember when I accomplished that. I didn't think I was going to pass the CAPM, and I did. I didn't think I was going to, I got my first project, thought it was just wasn't going to go well, and we did extremely well. So again, get those, I like to call them turn back moments, to turn back and look, and then we move forward. Family, as I have three closing remarks, and then I will let you go. Again, I truly appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to today's episode. Point number one, seek mentorship. I can't say it enough. I don't talk about it. I talk about it so much that I know you guys probably like, man, he's always talking about mentorship. Mentorship is key. There's no other way to put it. So let's just move forward. Point number two, recognize that imposter syndrome is common. As I share with you, I've been there where you are. So I'm just telling you, I'm just giving you foresight into this thing called project management, because yes, you get that CAPM, people are going to have a different expectation level of you, but that's okay. You want that anyway, because this is how you're going to grow when you're uncomfortable. And the last and final thing, start challenging that negative self-talk. Why are you having this negative self-talk? Did somebody put this inside you and say, oh, you're never going to be a project manager, you're going to fail this, why are you taking a CAPM, won't you go after the PMP? Where is this coming from? And then when you find out where it's coming from, you're probably 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out a lot of this is coming externally, but you processed it internally, and now you're creating more or adding more to the story. So now you've become like a soul proper in sense of the fact that you're adding more to the story. So Anyway, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. Until next time, my slogan, my motto, if you don't, catch me next time.